brother.
Oh,
what's up?
This is a good recording, man.
Yeah, brother, like, stop right on.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning, Sam. How are you?
I'm good, Earl. You know, I went down to Milwaukee yesterday to go to the beaches. And have you been to the beaches recently?
Yeah, well, the fish, the stench.
The fish are crazy.
I have to ask you about your sanity. It wasn't warm. Why would you go to the beaches?
I know. I like to collect sea glass, and okay. I feel like the days that are a little chillier,
right.
Less people are there to snag it. So I find some good stuff there on the colder days. But those fish scared me away. I'm not going to lie.
Well, the stench of those fish that, from what I understand, there's something in the water that kills them.
It's just like the time of year.
Yeah, that they're missing, and so they all just die.
There were so many, hundreds, just like everywhere.
Not hundreds, maybe hundreds of thousands, because they're small.
Oh my goodness, they're tiny.
They're small fish, and the birds are having the smorgasbord.
I love that for them.
but it is horrible. It's supposed to be around a while. And one of the real problems is the county does not have enough money.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, to send people there to clean it up.
I mean, how do you even stop that? You clean it up and how many more roll in the next day?
Well, that's it. And the other worst part about it is the stench.
Yeah, it was very stinky. Yeah. I did not stay long, but it still looked pretty.
Yeah, it's like rotten eggs.
Mm-hmm.
But worse.
Little guys can really stink.
Yeah. Well, you know that they decompose.
Mm-hmm.
In any life form that decomposes has a stench. It doesn't matter what it is, the smallest animal. And that's what those are. Those things are smaller than, they're like minnows.
Yeah.
Right? A little bit bigger than minnows. But when there's so many of them. And the other part of it is, as they're dying off, those are usually fish that feed larger fish.
Right. I wonder how that'll impact the fishing season on the lake.
It impacts a lot of things. And so, yeah, I mean, it's happened before. It's not the first time. I recall many years where you'd go down and that stench would just, not only is it there on the beach, it you know, permeates downtown.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, especially like the Bradford Beach area has always been a little stinky. But like, yeah, right now. It really is right.
Yeah, and the only saving grace is that it hasn't gotten warm yet,
mm-hmm.
which it's supposed to be, I think, early next week. But hopefully those things will be taken care of, but I don't think they will be.
Oh, I didn't want to think about that. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's coming. And
they'll be gone soon enough.
Yeah, but I want to first say, next Monday we're going to have the State Attorney General, Josh Call. He's going to be with us from 8 o'clock to 8:45. I'm really excited about having the State Attorney General back on. Haven't had him on for quite a while. But they've agreed to spend 45 minutes with us, as it's so many things for us to talk about. You guys can certainly, you know, you got a question or two if you want to ask the State Attorney General, you know, you can call in and have a dialogue and a conversation with them. So I'm really excited about that. At 10:35, I'm going to be joined on the air by the governor today. And believe it or not, the governor is going to be on talking about a nonprofit that I started. About six or seven months ago, to address all the stolen cars that were happening in our community. And You know, I created something called the Voices of the Elders. And being an elder myself, I believe that, you know, people have not been talking and paying attention to elders, not just in our city, but I think all over the nation. The elders' voices, for the most part, unless they're, you know, in the Congress or the Senate, the elders' voices have been tempered. And so, you know, people, younger people, for the most part, don't want to hear what it is we have to say. And I think that's tragic, especially when it comes to really younger children, because they miss out on something of value. So I created Voices of the Elders, and the governor, in his infinite wisdom, decided to invest some resources in our program, and I didn't reach out to him. They reached out to me on yesterday and said the governor wanted to come on and talk about my program. So I'm really thrilled and excited that as busy a man as the governor is, that he somehow thinks that what I've been able to work towards creating, it was my vision, but make no mistake about it, just a whole group of other people have stepped forward. City, county, state, school district have all come together in support of the vision that I had. And I would be remiss if I didn't talk about all of the other people who've come on board to make this dream a dream come true and a reality. And so on June 21st, we will kick off the dream that I had. And it's now morphed into Camp Rise. So that is the name of our program. We will take young boys. We focus solely on boys. And we will take those boys from age 10 to 15 years old. And for 7 weeks this summer, we will teach many of them. Again, these are 10 to 15-year-old boys, work ethic. Work ethic, how to, you know, take care of their money, the importance of learning how, you know, to invest money, all sorts of other things. So I'm really excited as the governor at 10:35 will be joining us. At 9 o'clock, I'm going to be joined by my good friend Roger Quindale as we talk about a whole array of things. But I wanted to begin the show like I have for a long, long time, far too long over the last month or so. And that's the gas prices. Man, you know, it's just true. I put $80 worth of gas in my car on Monday. And yeah, I drive to back and forth to Waukesha 2 times a day. And do some driving around the city. But my tank was almost empty on this morning. I had to put another $70. I'm not good at math, but that's $150 that I put in my vehicle. And today is just what, Wednesday? So, you know, we are in a hell of a situation that we're not going to be able to get out of before the midterms and possibly even going into 2023. We're trapped in this. There is no easy way out. The Democrats are going to pay a major price for this because somewhere along the way, people mistakenly believe that all of this has happened because of the Democrats and Joe Biden. And there's been constant lies from the Republican Party and all of those folks that this is all because of Joe Biden. They're lies. You know, the fact that the gas prices are where they are and going to continue to rise has everything to do with the fact of the war and the fact that people across the globe have turned down, especially in NATO, Russian oil, their Russian oil supply. And so there's a finite amount of oil that is on the market. And so everybody's competing globally for that small amount of oil. And there's no change that's foreseeable in the future. And so it's going to continue to rise. And no Republican can change it. No matter what they say, they're lying. If there was a Republican president right now, we'd be in the same condition because it is global. The issue is global. And so anybody who thinks it's not is a liar. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. What are your thoughts? How are you surviving? And is it impacting your life at all? The continued rise in the gasoline prices. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show, 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.